This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I don't think there's been much on any incoming president's plate that's been a bigger menu than the plate I had given to me.
There's nothing on that plate but gristle and fat.
I'm not complaining. Knew that running in. And the fact of the matter is we got an awful lot done. An awful lot done.
Listen, if I can get a dessert down, I'm... I think you could throw in a couple of Paul Bunyan hats for the kids.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Let me turn things to a leader who is no stranger to making history. Folks, it is indeed my honor now to introduce, she's not here yet, but she'll be here shortly.
She's always late for everything.
Look, I think this week has been frustrating, devastating, angering, all of those things.
Oh. The worst so far.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You got to do what you can and let Mother Nature do the rest. Ain't no doubt about it, we were doubly blessed. Because we were barely 17. And we were barely dressed. Now that's some great poetry. From Meatloaf, or his writer Jim Steinman, Amherst grad, class of 70. Anyway, Meatloaf won't be down for breakfast. He was, it's one of the great songs of the 70s, and I think one of the five best music videos. I would say, to me, it's the most memorable music video ever. But, you know, I'm sure there are other people would throw in other stuff. Maybe like, I don't know, I'm not a Michael Jackson fan of any of his stuff, post-Jackson 5, but maybe like Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer. But it's Paradise by the Dashboard Light. You know, he's like weighs 350 pounds and he's running around the state. And that woman that he's with, she was hot. I think her name was Ellen Foley. Anyway, 844.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Well, that was the thing with Meatloaf. His 1992 video for Anything for Love, the girl in that was hot, and that was a great video.
Yeah. But that, I mean, the first one, though, I mean, it's just, you know, it wasn't like, you know, well lit, and they didn't spend tens of thousands of dollars on it like they, or hundreds of thousands like they did later in the 80s, you know, when MTV was at the top of the charts, cable TV wise. I mean, this was just like a handheld camera and all that. That's what made it so cool. Some of that, sometimes cinema verite is better than well produced stuff. But anyway. We got a lot to get to here today, and I have a hate crime. I have a senseless street crime, a hate crime to report in Brooklyn. But first, here it is. It's almost 48 hours since the annual Dementia Joe Let's Go Brandon press conference, and we are still coming up with new material. You know, so some of this stuff I hadn't heard until this morning. I hadn't heard some of it until just now. But I read about it. People were just picking it out and, you know, throwing it out there. And it's just crazy how nutty he was. I mean, it's some of this stuff is not, you know, it's not going to cause a war in Eastern Europe or anything like that. It's just insane what he's saying and how lost he is. And one of them, Matt put it in the intro, but it's still pretty funny. You got to listen to this. This is, you know, again, he's singing the blues because he had such a terrible situation that confronted him exactly 1 year and 1 day ago. Cut one.
I don't think there's been much on any incoming president's plate that's been a bigger menu than the plate I had given to me. I'm not complaining. Knew that running in. And the fact of the matter is we got an awful lot done. An awful lot done. And there's more to get done. But look, let me ask a rhetorical question. No, I won't. Anyway.
Taylor and I were just talking about the book about Phil Rizzuto's poems. You know, the guy who does the he's in Paradise by the Dashboard Light, the New York Yankees Hall of Famer infielder, and even a bigger play-by-play guy or color guy on the New York Yankees radio broadcast. And they took his all of his non sequiturs and just made it into a book of poems. It's a fantastic book. I just ordered it again today, a new copy. That's a Phil Rizzuto poem right there. They could make that into a Phil Rizzuto poem. But again, remember, no one has had a bigger plate, and he had this menu on his plate. Now, what would you do if you ordered something, and they brought you the waiter, waitress, waitstaff brought you your order a few minutes later, and on the plate was a menu?
It depends. Is it signed by John Kerry?
Let's hear it again. About what were you confronting, Brandon, when you became president?
I don't think there's been much on any incoming president's plate that's been a bigger menu than the plate I had.
A bigger menu than the plate he had. So it was a plate that had a menu on it. I've never seen a plate with a menu on it. It would really be difficult right now with inflation the way it is.
I've seen some diners where they had the placemat was the menu.
Right. We've all seen those. Yeah. I always said that I was going to make $1 million by doing Cape Cod menus. And every year I'd put out a new menu, so it'd be a collectible item, and it would have the lists of the Kennedy family's previous arrests, disasters, boats running aground, blondes put in ponds from each year, you know, and you know you could make a scrapbook of it as the years went by. Okay, so now he had another great moment here too, and this is pretty revealing as well. Listen, now, a couple of weeks ago, Jen Psaki was talking about the meat conglomerates. She didn't name the meat conglomerates. But again, now Joe Biden is bringing up this horrible conundrum that's facing him on the menu on his plate. Cut two.
Like I said, you have a circumstance where people are paying more for a pound of hamburger meat than they ever paid. Well, one of the reasons for that is you don't have that many folks out there that are the ones that are got the big four controlling it all.
The big four are controlling it all. Now, I guess McDonald's, Burger King, but after that, I'm kind of unclear. Who are the other two members of the big four?
Wendy's, I would imagine, has to be in there.
What about, how about the regional chains? In-N-Out, Whataburger, Hardee's, and my favorite, Five Guys. I love, as far as I'm concerned, Five Guys is number one.
So apparently he's talking about the big four meat packers, which are Tyson, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef.
We're sitting down here at the commission. We've got to expand. We're going to expand into what? Into the plant-based hamburger.
Wendy's, we all know your patties are juicy, but they're square. What's up with that?
Flame-broiled Burger King. It works in certain places. The double cheeseburger hasn't been doing so well since it don't cost 99 cents no more since Brandon became president. Now it costs $1.69. All right. 844-500-4242. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Howie, long-time listener. I flew the shuttle for a while for Delta, and we had Meatloaf on there one day. The engineer comes running up and goes, "Hey, we got Meatloaf on board." Of course, the captain didn't know. But anyway, yeah, so we're taxiing out, right? And so I go, "Let's sing." So we got the door open in those days, right? And we go, "And yeah, it's cold and lonely in the deep." And he's like kind of smiling and laughing at us. So we land, we hit the ground in LaGuardia, open the door and start singing, "We're glowing like the mantle on the edge of a knife." And he was clapping and he came and stood on front. And he loved it all. It was great. He's a great guy.
No, he was a great guy. I saw he did an interview in 2013. He got his first big break. He was the opening act for Cheap Trick. And so he said, he one night he came down to the theater where they were playing, and on the marquee it said, Cheap Trick with Meatloaf. And he said everybody was going to be walking in thinking that they were getting a free meal with Cheap Trick.
Hilarious.
Yeah. No, he was a good guy. Did you know, too, and I didn't know this till this morning, he was raised in Dallas. And I guess he was 16 on November 22nd, 1963. And he went out and he saw President Kennedy he didn't see him get shot or anything, but he just saw him. Maybe he saw him landing at Fort Worth the previous day. But he was driving around and he heard that he'd been shot. So he just, he was 16 or 17. So he had a little cheap car. He drove to Parkland Hospital and he saw Jackie coming out of the hospital with her blood-spattered pink outfit on. That's talk about being a witness to history. That's a very memorable moment. Anyway, thanks for the call, Eric. That's a good story. I love hearing stories like that. He also had a daughter. You know what her daughter's name was? Pearl.
Pearl Loaf?
Pearl. I had a daughter named Pearl. She was a pug. A lovely girl, Pearl. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Democrats' crazy Build Back Better plan, but the Democrats won't give up that easily. They're already talking about breaking it into chunks to give billions in welfare to their constituents. This is most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 now in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to grace@howiecarshow.com. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
We're going to go all the way tonight. We're going to go all the way tonight, tonight. So that's got to be one of the, I don't know, I hate to say it's the best song of the 70s, but it's got to be in the top five or maybe even the top three. 7 minutes long. Massachusetts lawmakers have baked automatic pay raises into the law, pocketing a pricey pay bump as the rest of us suffer the effects of Biden inflation. The time for change and new ideas at the State House is now, and the agent of that change is you. Visit massfiscal.org to learn how to pull nomination papers on February 15th and run for local office. That's massfiscal.org, massfiscal.org. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If Republicans take over Congress, should Biden be impeached?
I think I'm going to be in the minority, but I'm going to say no, because what's the point? If you can't get a two-thirds vote in the Senate to get rid of him, what's the point? You know, and even if you got rid of him, you'd still have Kamala and you'd have to start over again. So I'm going to say no.
No is polling at 28%. 72% say yes, he should be impeached.
Just for general revenge purposes, I guess. I mean, the impeachments of President Trump were absurd. There's no question about that. But I'd rather have him figuring out ways to, you know, seal the border, repealing anchor baby status, the law giving, you know, there's so many things they could be doing other than just, you know, spinning their wheels on trying to get rid of Dementia Joe. 844-500-4242. Someone says Meatloaf has been killed by a bat out of hell. That's another one of his. It's a tough one, tough thing to say. Two out of three ain't bad is a good song too. It's he was quite talented singer. 844-500-4242. Bill wants to talk about Meatloaf. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie, I got two quick Meatloaf stories. The first one backs up what you just said. You can go on YouTube and watch him do an interview. I forget who it was, but he was when Kennedy got shot, he was flagged down by his Secret Service. He was with two of his friends, and the Secret Service guy had him drive him right to the hospital. So his parents were looking for him that day, or his mother anyway. She couldn't find him, and he explained that he was at the hospital, and she didn't believe him. And that night on the news, there's the car right in front of the hospital.
Oh, I didn't hear that part of it. Yeah.
Yep. You can go on YouTube and watch it. It's he rambles a little bit, kind of like me. But the that story's on there. It takes about 10 minutes. It could have taken about 2 minutes, but pretty interesting. The other one, and I'm not sure anybody remembers this, but the NBA All-Star Game, you know, back in the day when he was around. He did a show like the day before when they had the dunk contest and all that stuff. And let's just say the basketball crowd that was there, they weren't exactly fans of his music. So he's running back and he's running back and forth on the stage, and he's a heavy guy, and he's sweating like a pig. And he finishes the song, and there's dead silence. And he's looking at the crowd, and he just walked off. So it was pretty funny. I felt bad for him, but, you know, because I had his album and I thought he was a good guy.
Yeah.
He is a good
guy. No, I think Meatloaf could handle that kind of rejection. He came from kind of a hardscrabble background. I also read this morning he was raised by a single mother. His father was a cop and he was an alcoholic, and he just grew up all by himself pretty much. And he was a big success, and he seemed like a very decent guy all the way around. Thanks for those stories, Bill. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, Howie, you might remember your old radio station when they played Paradise by the Dashboard Light. It was too lazy for Boston radio, and they cut out the Phil Rizzuto portion.
They did?
After a couple of weeks of people complaining, they put in, I can't remember who was the color commentator for the Red Sox at the time, but they had him record the Phil Rizzuto part.
You mean like, it would probably be like Ned Martin or somebody like that in those days.
Yeah, but they pulled it out because it was too racy for Boston.
Oh, that's crazy. But they
weren't
crazy.
Even smart enough to put Phil Rizzuto back in.
Well, I guess Phil Rizzuto, I read this today too in the obits that Phil Rizzuto claimed later on, I guess, some straight-laced sports writers back in those days asked him, Phil, did you know what you were recording when you were doing that? He said, oh, I had no idea. They just asked me to, say what I would say if somebody was trying to, you know, get an inside-the-park home run. And, of course, that had to be BS, you know? Dick, someone says Dick Stockton. There's a Boston version of Paradise by the Dashboard Light with Dick Stockton doing the Rizzuto lines. Okay, there it is. That's what that's just what Gary was talking about. That's, you know, usually I'm not for cover versions, and this sounds like one of the world's worst cover versions, taking Phil Rizzuto's voice out and replacing him with anybody else. I'm Howie Carr.
We'll be right back.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. TMZ is reporting that apparently Meatloaf was very sick with COVID. He, you know, again, he was a heavy, very heavy guy, like Louis Anderson, who also died today. And he had a big showbiz conference he was going to attend in March, but I guess he got very, very sick in the last few days, and so he passed on. And again, our condolences to his survivors. It was great. I'm gonna watch the video tonight when I get home. Just the old video, the original Paradise by the Dashboard Light video. All right, now it's time for Grace's news.
Hello, Howard. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday, indeed.
It's not a very happy Friday for Joe Biden. It seems like his press conference, the train wreck that was his press conference, just it's having after effects. It's lasting a long time, including...
I just got a new cut sheet of Biden stuff, which we'll play in the next hour. And I thought he was going to be gone for at least 4 or 5 days.
You thought they sent him to the same farm as Major?
Right.
Where did he go? Well,
he chewed on his shoes. Dog. He chewed a shoe one dog. Time too many, and we had to send him to the farm.
Well, his cuts from today, Howie, weren't really any better. He's kind of going along the same lines that he used to when people would ask him about Afghanistan, which is, you know, I want to talk about happy things. He's very particular about his questions. So today he said, I'm not going to answer your questions. And here's the thing. Sometimes when Trump used to give a press conference about something specific, whether it be about, you know, trade or foreign policy, whatever it was, he would then go to the reporters. And it was almost guaranteed that no one would ask him about why he was there. You never heard Trump complain about it. They would immediately say, sir, what do you say to so-and-so who called, blah, 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 and they would go on to all different things. He would never say to them, I'm not going to answer that because I'm here to talk about this. Joe Biden said, I'm not even going to go to the questions because I know you're going to ask me about Russia. You're going to ask me about something that I said on Wednesday that has had a ripple effect throughout the world.
Right.
How dare you?
Yeah, he's mispronouncing names, getting people's positions mixed up. He can't pronounce Buttigieg's name. Remember Trump when Buttigieg started running? He kept practicing right in at rallies on live TV. That's how casual he was. And that now Biden has got this guy in his administration as a cabinet secretary, and he can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, and there was something else that was embarrassing. So you remember, I think it was probably 2 weeks ago now, when Biden went to Atlanta to give that speech on the Voting Rights Act, where he called half the country George Wallace if they didn't go along with abolishing the filibuster. And that was very noteworthy, not only because the speech was horrible. Some people said it's one of the worst speeches a president has given in history, but also because Stacey Abrams did not show up. And that's like her signature legislation that she pushes, and she's a Democrat from Georgia. It was very bizarre that she didn't show up. And she just said she had a prior engagement, which really raised a lot of eyebrows, because it was like, you know, it's like when your friend cancels on you and says, oh, you know, something came up, and you're like, eh, you just didn't want to come.
Right.
Well, the German chancellor also turned down Biden's invite to discuss the Ukraine crisis. So this is happening to Joe a lot, where people are just kind of saying, oh, I'm going to have to pass. You know, I have something else on the plate today, on the menu.
The German chancellor said, tell Herr Biden, when der phone don't ring, he will know it is me.
That was pretty good, Howie.
Your papers, please.
Well, maybe the German chancellor's plate was full of menus and, you know. But
I heard that one of the big four sent him a nice load of bratwurst, and he was grilling it today.
Yum!
With his nice natural gas fired grill with natural gas from Russia, excuse me, in the new Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Yeah, the energy conversation is just really interesting, because I didn't even really consider it until I had Matt Boyle on yesterday, but. It's amazing the disservice Joe Biden has done to this country by making us so energy dependent. And I never realized how energy is kind of the name of the game when it comes to foreign policy. That is how a lot of decisions get made. It's a lot of it involves a lot of leverage for different countries, and he's just given all of our leverage away.
Right. And you know, we lost our leverage like 60 years ago, Grace. You know, we were energy independent and we, you know, we controlled everything. And then we lost it because we were using so much and they were beginning to, you know, there were, you know, beginnings of the green movement. And it took us 60 years to get back to being energy independent. And he threw it away on the first day.
And it took Joe Biden 6 seconds to sign it all away. And that's the worst part, is that he didn't just get rid of our energy independence, but he handed it. He did nothing to get in the way of Putin's. You know what I mean? Of Putin taking right. So much control. It's pretty crazy. And if you go to the Daily Mail today, there's all of these headlines of the world reacting to Joe Biden's car crash press conference. And it's something to see. You see headlines from all different publications around the world talking about his minor incursion remark and how that gaffe has really sent the White House scrambling. They've sent everybody out to try to fix this. And I've never seen, like, you give a press conference, it's 2 hours, so you figure that's a lot of context, you know, that's a lot of time to explain yourself. And then you have to send out multiple people to try to clarify your remarks. And all of those people are in the process of clarifying it, telling these reporters, he's been very clear. He's been very clear. If he was so damn clear, why are all of you guys out here trying to fix this?
I know. We might as well play a couple of these cuts here. Let's have him talking about the transportation secretary, Jared. Cut 5 from the new country.
Marty Walsh, a mayor in Boston. Pete Buttigieg, a mayor.
Pete Buttigieg?
Marty Walsh, a mayor in Boston. Pete Buttigieg, a mayor.
See, that's just, I've never heard that mistake before. I've said Buttigieg's name wrong many a time, but I've never added an L in there.
At least he got Marty Walsh instead of Walsh Marty.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's this, an Ohio politician. I think she was a congresswoman. Her name is Marsha Fudge. And then they made her a cabinet secretary of some, she's even further down the totem pole than Walsh Marty. But cut 4.
Tom Vilsack is a governor who's also a mayor. Marsha Fudge, governor. A mayor.
Was she a mayor? She was a congresswoman, I know. She was never governor, but I don't know.
Wasn't she in charge of something to do with the economy at one point, like finances or budget or something?
No, that's somebody else. No.
Oh, yeah, Marsha Fudge was the mayor of Warrensville Heights, Ohio, from 2000 to 2008.
How did I ever forget that? Warrensville Heights. Who hasn't thought about going to the bright lights of Warrensville Heights?
Joe Biden hasn't, obviously. Howie, Netflix loses nearly $45 billion in market cap after borderline catastrophic forecast showed almost 3.5 million fewer subscribers for 2022 first quarter. They are going to up the price of Netflix, and so it's kind of raising the question for people, are you going to keep your Netflix subscription if it's even more expensive? But it's that's not good. And also a really bad one was for Peloton. They took a huge hit.
Yeah, because fewer people are buying it. Now yesterday they were saying they took a huge hit in the stock market, and then today the story is they're going to start layoffs at the corporation because it's going so bad. I mean, I thought Peloton was kind of recession-proof.
Yeah.
I thought all the beautiful people had to have a Peloton.
Yeah, but once you have one, you don't need to buy another, you know? You get one and you're kind of good for a while, I think.
But aren't you still buying the services? Isn't that part
true.
Of the corporation?
That's true. That's true. It does have a little bit of a subscription attached to it. Howie, did you see Gavin Newsom reacting to the drone footage?
Yes, I did. We got to play some of that. We might as well play some of that, Grace. Pick the cuts you want.
Let's just play it in order. These are pretty hilarious.
I see what you see. I see what you've been covering. I see what everybody's seen, and asking myself, what the hell is going on? I mean, look like a third world country, these images, the drone images that were on the nightly news day in and day out. Some networks weaponizing them for their own, you know, political agenda, and others just reporting the damn news.
Could he be referring to the Fox News channel? Do you think that perhaps Fox News was weaponizing and pouncing and seizing, Grace, because the other news channels were not mentioning this at all and actually pretending it wasn't going on?
I love how he's in charge and he's acting like he's angry at someone else. Who the hell's running this place? This is unacceptable. It's like, dude, you're the governor, remember? He's there in his button-down shirt and his fancy khakis. He always does this. He stomps around for a press conference and acts like he just showed up. I saw it on the news today. This is unacceptable. Where have you been, bro?
I know. There's this massive, massive theft going on. It's like the 1870s again. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid are back. Robbing trains.
I love Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That's such a good movie.
And he doesn't know anything about it. He knows nothing about it. And he even apologizes because he uses those pejorative words. He's damaging the self-esteem of the train robbers. Cut 20.
Just mark my words. This is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people that are coming out, and forgive me for saying gangs. I know that's not a pejorative. They're organized groups of folks.
He's afraid he's going to offend gangs.
Forgive me for saying gangs?
All the gangs in California are like, whoa, 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 gang.
That's not a pejorative, man. He's talking about they're robbing the trains, Union Pacific, of millions of dollars. They're stealing from all of the taxpayers in Southern California. Forgive me for calling you a gang.
The gangs are going to call him up tonight and say, you better watch your microaggressions, bro.
You're going to be banned from Twitter, man.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Gonna
These
take
are
you
folks.
Off.
These are bad. What does he say? Can we hear it one more time? That's absurd.
Just mark my words. This is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people that are coming out. And forgive me for saying gangs. I know that's not a pejorative. They're organized groups of folks.
Oh, my gosh. This is 1984. They are organized groups of human. You couldn't even say human beings. You'd have to say birthing people. I don't even know what you'd say.
So does this mean that, you know, they were, you know, the PC crowd was down on the Boston police because they have a gang unit? If you call it the folks unit, would that be okay?
Charlie Baker would love it.
He is. Gavin Newsom is the worst. He is just the absolute worst. And what is he? Does he get his news the same way Barack Obama used to? Like, he just watches TV? That's how he gets his briefings? I saw it on the news today and I was shocked.
But some networks are weaponizing it.
Yeah, the weaponizing is just out of control. And also how he, during that Biden press briefing, I know we keep going back to it, but it was so long and there were so many horrible parts of it that it's hard to, you know, get it all in. There was a reporter who asked Joe Biden if he was worried that the Republicans were going to weaponize school closings. I was like, dude, you don't have anything else to worry about right now. Stop worrying about what we're going to weaponize and start trying to fix some of the problems. That's when Joe Biden came out with that horrible answer, actually, was after that question. He said, oh, I'm sure they are, but, you know, give me a second here. And then he really went off the rails.
Yeah. That was the worst he's gone off the rails ever, ever. And we would play the entire cut, but it runs 2 minutes. And there's like, you know, people would change the channel because...
Dead air.
There's two or three, 10 to 15 seconds of dead air.
I always have to preface my Joe Biden cuts with, it's not dead air. It's just Joe Biden talking. So please do not freak out and like call up the station.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Howie, just one other thing. Farms are failing. This is from the Wall Street Journal. As fertilizer prices drive up cost of food. Big fertilizer. The fertilizer oligarchs.
The big four.
The big four of fertilizer.
Cow manure, horse manure.
They're twirling
bat guana.
Howie, they're twirling their mustaches as they drive up the price of fertilizer. Say, ha, ha, ha. All right, Howie, I'll be back at 5:30 with Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft and help me sleep so well. MyPillow's sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Right now, for a limited time, Howie listeners can buy one set of sheets and get one for free. Wow, that's free.
That's a really, really good deal, Howie. These are the best sheets ever. They are very soft, but they're also very cool. So if you're someone who gets really hot at night when you're sleeping, these will keep you really cool. I have the light pink ones. They're my absolute favorite sheets I have.
All right, pink sheets. You can get them in, you can get them in other colors besides light pink. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
By the way, you know, when Newsom said that it was like a third world country, is that you remember when the former president Donald Trump said, and I don't think he said it on a hot mic or on video or audio. He just said he was quoted as saying that some of these places that the refugees, the illegal aliens, were coming from were bleephole countries. Remember that? That was the end of the world.
That drove Spartacus to tears of rage.
I forgot about that. And T-Bone, too, his good buddy, his corn pop. You know, and yet Newsom says it, and nobody blinks. It's like when Mitt Romney said tar baby. And, he was the most racist guy in the world. But when John Kerry said tar baby.
Big tar baby out there.
No. I mean, the double standards are just unending here, what you can get away with if you're a Democrat. 844-500-4242. We got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get to some police stuff. Not police blotter facts Friday, but I've still got the hate crime in Brookline. And I've got this the drunken Democrat gay sheriff of Minneapolis, Hennepin County. They released a video of his drunk driving arrest, he was doing 120 miles an hour. And they claimed, he said, I wasn't driving, I caught a cab. And so they went to the dispatcher for the taxi company. Did some guy call you? And he said, yeah, he did call me. And the police said, so what did this drunk guy want? He said, are there any bars open? Can you take me to a bar? And they said, is this your car? And he said, what kind of car is it? And the cop said, I don't know. It's so wrecked, I can't even make out the model. It's so destroyed. And then they have video of him trying to stand up, but he can't stand up. He's so drunk. And then they're looking in the wreckage of the car. He has a bottle of Eagle Rare Bourbon. That's a good brand. Total Wine, where it's cheaper than most places, it's $55.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
No kidding. We'll play some of the cuts from the sheriff when we come back.